I wasn't shirking my responsibility. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. We are here live in Portland, Oregon. It is Rick at RickEmerson.com if you would like to email. Okay. All right. Here's what's coming up. Bottom of the hour, we've got the Chris Morris and Andrew Green from Nicodemus. They're going to be playing a show at the Hawthorne Theater tomorrow, along with Stone Creep, who are fantastic, by the way, and Tallboy Shotgun. I don't know anything about them, but apparently they're terrifying. And there's like a 1 in 3 chance that they'll go home with your girlfriend. So that's good. So they're going to be playing tomorrow. We'll talk to some of those guys today. Like us, the 3 World Famous Phil Henry Show at 7. Let's look at the programming matrix briefly, shall we? All right, here's what we've gotten done. Lisa Goddard, yes. Ed McCarthy, no. But that was due to forces beyond our control. He's apparently locked in a small metal box in Florida. Gary Baumgarten, yes. Enemy of the people, no. Scott Daly, yeah, we're batting like 50%.
We've got a lot done.
If I was in the MLB with this average, I'd be an all-star. what else? Tickets, yes. Pronto Pup guy, that's a big hell yes. That, is there anything? No, okay, here we are. We're current. We're ready to go. And we've got all these calls about the alligators and the so and people again calling about the sound. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Wait, let me see if I can find a.
We built this.
I've got to find something better. Let's see. Let's welcome now to the.
Here
we go. Welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. CBS Radio Portland, the marketing
welcome.
Guru. Well, it was either. Okay, I'm sorry. Wait,
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Now we're talking.
Susan Reynolds from marketing. How are you,
sister? I am well. Thank you.
Right. How's your day going?
It is just a festival of meetings.
Yes. Yeah, today is one of those days where I think someone hit a fast forward button up in the great cosmic clock. Because it really, everything seems to, as frenetic as we often are around here, to use one of your favorite words, we seem to be running about 45 times normal speed today in terms of getting things done and whatnot. But let's talk about Scotty J. Now, he is going to be, and he only kind of vaguely knows, he only has the most tenuous grasp on what he's going to be doing, but he's going to be strapped into a pace car. Because tomorrow, is that what's happening?
Yeah, and I have more information, and so now he's going to hear a few things that might rattle him slightly.
That doesn't matter. Listen up, Scotty, and listen up, all you, everybody out there, the I want to be in radio types. This is what awaits you on that golden road of opportunity.
It's called paying your dues.
Yeah, to them. Well, and Tim was at least he's not having to lug a 50-pound Marty unit around and dislocate his knees. I had to do that in Rochester. So, I mean, times have gotten better, my friend.
No, he could end up in a fiery crash, but hey, you know.
But that's probably not going to happen.
No.
We have release forms,
no,
right?
No, of course not. Of course. Right here.
Sweet. All right. Are you listening, Laura Klein? He's signing all appropriate documents. There will be no lawsuits.
I even brought the pen.
Fantastic. All right. So, the champ cars, this is happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, of course, the big news is, and we'll be talking more about this later on today and then giving it away tomorrow, we're giving away a chance to be in the pit crew, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, we just mentioned it to some people this morning at the department head meeting. We're like, hey, we're going to be giving away the pit crew thing. And, like, guys were coming out of their skin about it.
Yeah, they were ready to resign their jobs here so they could be eligible to win.
It's fantastic. So that's happening tomorrow. Let's talk about Scotty J, though, being strapped into this pace car tomorrow.
Well, I did a little investigating and found out it's probably going to be a Ford Mustang.
Okay.
Or some fast Ford. And by fast, we're talking about 140 miles an hour
or so. Fantastic.
Yeah. So he needs to steal himself, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And he will.
That means don't eat breakfast. Wow, that's what that's code for. And cinch everything up nice and tight when you get inside. You know what I'm talking about.
And maybe bring a bag with you. I don't know. Just
bring a bag. Bring two bags, if you know what I mean.
You don't want to mess up the inside of the nice.
Bring a bag and a bottle.
Right. And he will be wearing a helmet.
Well, I can't win them all.
No, and I think we would want him to wear a helmet.
Don't speak for yourself.
Well.
I'm for whatever makes the most interesting radio, and having a guy who drools answer the phones for the rest of this, you know, that's I'm all for that. If he walks with a funny limp from now on or just occasionally barks like a dog, that's...
If he gets a twitch from this whole experience.
Seriously, just end up like that Phineas Gage guy who had that big bolt shoot to the bottom of his head. Anyway...
He could still
die.
You know, or there could be other things that go on, and the helmet, you know, we'll
some sort of spinal injury. That could happen to him as well.
We don't want that.
No, no, that would be wrong. I'm just saying, as long as it's not me, that's kind of what matters.
I remember when we first started discussing this, and you were quick to point out that there was no way
oh,
we were
hell
getting
no.
you.
No, we're in the meeting, and you're like, somebody wants to ride in a pace car. I mean, not me. You know, that was my whole, you know, and Dean, you know, he's one of the esteemed sales guys over there, one of the esteemed sales leaders. He immediately leapt it with the, why aren't you going to be a man? And I was just like, no way. Dude, it's not going to happen. It's,
yeah.
No, in no
yeah.
way.
I think he said man up.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, man yourself, brother, not me. You're getting me in that thing. I'm not saying it's unsafe. I'm sure that it is. It does, but see, there's things that feel unsafe, whether they are safe or not. There's things that just feel like you're about to die. And so this is why God made interns.
Exactly.
And you know it, Kristen's letter. You know it's true.
I was treated very nicely when
well,
I was in it.
You didn't might work I, on this program.
Might I point out, she worked for me.
Where yes. did you, what station did you intern for?
I started over at KUFO as a promotions intern.
Well, they have to be nice to people over there. They, you know what I mean? They have to, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, they, you know, they have to be nice over there. They've got like 100 interns to choose from. I got one guy, you know, it's like
So we want him to still be, you know, walking upright. Anyway, there's one more little detail that I was able to find out.
Yes.
The driver.
Yeah.
A female.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's what I'm
terrific.
Talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he is squealing like a little school.
Oh, what if, oh man.
No.
Oh, what if he cries?
It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, I hope he weeps like a small girl.
Right.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
And, you know, I checked in with the engineers, and he's all rigged up and ready to go, so it should be some interesting.
You know, here's the thing. If a woman is, if he breaks as a man, you know, if he's not able to keep it together, if he just whimpers helplessly like some sort of small rodent, in a car driven by a woman, that's another, he'll never be able to function sexually again. He'll never be able to function as a man again.
Not that I'm rooting for that.
Yeah, every time he tries to be with a woman, that moment will float through his mind.
Well, that,
no pressure.
And the fact that you'll never let him forget it, so.
No, are you kidding me? We're going to have it on mini disc. Is that right? The engineers are strapping him up with a recording device?
And not anything he'll have to hold. It will be clipped onto him or taped or glue gunned or something.
All right. Now, see, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying for me, now, you know that there's a frequent contest we play on this show wherein I will interview someone, a celebrity or whatever, and I'll have to work in 5 phrases to the interview, like aluminum siding or plastic pants or something. I'm saying we ought to give him something he has to do during the race. I think that during, do we know how long he's going to be out there in the car?
Oh, I don't. I bet they're going to do about 7 or 8 laps, something like that.
I think during the 7 or 8 laps, I think he should either, at the last moment, be given a series of mathematical equations he has to work out, or he has to, like, say all, he has to recite the Star Spangled Banner correctly and without error, or we all get to flog him.
Well, we were discussing this yesterday, and I think I was suggesting that maybe we make him take a citizenship test.
Yeah.
Just
throw out something he's going to do while he's in the car. You know what I mean? Look, because this is, look, and Scotty, I know you're listening. This is no different than what they did to John Glenn and other fine boys in blue as they prepared to for the Mercury astronauts. They're going to the moon. You have to prove that one has the right stuff. And so we've all seen that film of, like, Dennis Quaid being whipped around and having to do algebra while he's in that gyroscope thing, whatever. The hurl-o-matic, whatever it is.
Right.
The thing. And so, all right, so there you go. Let's take a couple. Hi, Rick Emerson. Oh, Dennis, how are you, sir?
Hey, not too bad. I was going to say, I've been on the pace car trips a couple times. And he does get the double bonus because not only will he have the appropriate feces scared out of him, he'll also get emasculated completely because it's a complete women's driving team.
Yeah. So
you not only get beat down because you're getting it's so funny because the women sit there and they tell you as they're going 150, 160 miles an hour, they're pointing with one hand where you should be driving or where you would be driving into the wall if it wasn't for them piloting the car.
They're pointing out how close you're coming to death at every moment.
And driving.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, we're traveling at 6,000 inches per minute, and, you know,
that's fine.
It's quite a rush.
I'm sure he'll be safe. It's not like they have to parallel park or something. Yeah! Zing!
Oh!
Yeah, that's...
But if he's never been that fast in a car, I would possibly bring the little baggie. You don't want to mess that up.
All right, yeah, right. Good times. All right, thank you, Dennis. All right, thank you. Okay, so that is issue the first. Issue the second is we are giving away this chance to work on the pit crew as well, which is pretty happening.
Yeah.
So that's going to be happening tomorrow. We're going to be together early in tomorrow's program.
And what are we going to require of the listeners?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know. It's a big prize. It's 2 days, Friday and Saturday. It's four passes to the event. So you get four passes to the 3-day event, and of course, then you're on the pit crew, and you're. I don't know what you're doing. I mean, I don't know if you're running that thing that goes like, or you know, if you're whatever. But I mean,
doubtful.
I'm unclear about what job you will have, but it is. I mean, how many guys can say they were working the pit crew there? You know,
no, so. I think it's more like a, you know, I would say call it an honorary title.
I see. So you just drink while everybody else.
You stand around. You know, everybody's slapping everybody on the back, right? You know, isn't that what
you feel?
You're asking me like I know, like I've been down there in the pit holding it down with my boys. And
well, maybe I mean, since it is a you know car related event.
So you're actually going to be in the pit. Now, is this going to be in the pit crew actually having to work on a car being driven by a woman?
Oh, no.
Different? Is this a different,
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay.
I mean, these are
right.
The actual pit crews of the actual
racers. Oh, this is the actual race and the actual, okay, so this, see, that's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Let's welcome now to the, Rick Emerson Show. I'm looking here. Got like endless calls coming in. We got to get to Tim. We've got to get to all of this. Let us, let's see, where am I going here? I'm looking at this here. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, and I assure you now, I've seen this man's business card. I would not lie to you. This is actually from, let's welcome now to talk to us about the Tramp Car Series happening at Portland International Raceway, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is your business card actually says Dream Weaver, right?
Yes, it does. That's
the
name. And I must say before we go any farther, this has been an amazing day for me because I've been able now to cross two things off, things to do before I die list.
Was one of that
to be on your show?
Was one of that hearing Tim Riley use the word peeps?
No. That wasn't on.
Oh.
I heard that 6 weeks ago,
that's
so I knocked
me.
That one off. That was 8:56. But yeah, being on your show, this is the second one I've been able to knock off today. The other was to be kissed on the cheek by a world famous supermodel on my cheek in the middle of a downtown intersection.
Okay.
Unfortunately for me, it was Fabio.
Wait, hold on with the, thank you. All right, there you go.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Thanks. You'll be here all week. All right.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. Tell me about this race, that's coming up. Now, this is in the pit crew opportunity because we're giving away the chance to be in the pit crew. And I got a bunch of guys already asking me questions about this and what it entails and what goes on in the pit. And, you know, just tell us a little bit about it.
All right, the pit crew, you know, this is really kind of a neat prize, and it varies by team. Some teams get more involved with it than others. There's a possibility that the Team Australia is the team that you're giving away. Their main driver is Alex Tagliani, who is kind of
that
a model.
That sounds Australian.
And his wife is Bronte Tagliani.
Bronte,
B-R-O-N-T-E, is that how you pronounce her name?
I don't know. I got nothing. All right.
And she's always there, so you might want to. It's another incentive to win this thing. But
all right.
Then what they'll do, they have a chance on Friday. They'll get a meet and greet. They'll be there for the early morning practice session. Then the teams assign them something that they're going to do when they do the afternoon qualifying session. And it may be retrieving tires, bringing them from the tire area. It may be handing a tire over the sidewall. There's a variety of things they do. They have a headset to be able to.
And this is both Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. And then there's it will vary by team. Then the other thing that that some of them just say, hey, you know, we need you here. It's Sunday, to help do stuff. And you may end up riding around in a car getting new tires for the reset.
So we got like multiple days. So tomorrow we're going to be strapping up Scotty J in the pace car, and then we will be giving away this chance to be in the pit crew, and then that's going to be happening on Friday and Saturday as well. So is there a website for this, by the way, for this whole event? People have been asking me about that.
You can go to www.champcarportland.com.
Excellent. All right. Thank you. So I'm up against it here, so I got to go. Kristen's going
to come
and
kick me. I look forward to seeing
you. All right. Thank you. All right. There you go. That's our good friend Dream Weaver there from champcarportland.com. All right. All right. Let's see. So that is going to be happening tomorrow. We put Scotty in the pace car, and then we'll be giving away the pit thing. And then that's it. Is there anything else? Is there anything else that's happening since you're here?
Probably.
And I can add to the list of 850 things that we've gotten accomplished today. I guess that's it. All right, so we should take a break here because we've got all these calls about alligators in the Columbia River. We've got this band that's coming in. We got the city desk and all that. All right, thank you. Susan Reynolds, there you go, marketing guru.
Thank you.
It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're going to be back after this. Tim Riley at the city desk. Later on, a couple of the guys from Nicodemus will be here. And we got Likas at 3. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. It is the Rick Emerson Show. As though you confused it with anything else. On AM 970, Solid State Radio. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland, Oregon. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. All right, it's 2:28. And I'd say we've been in the studio doing the show today for a good 8, 9, 10 hours already. So why not just plunge on straight ahead blindly into our doom? Ladies and gentlemen, at the city desk, it's your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Feed. Tim Riley reporting. We have a big accident and Highway 99E is closed southbound at South End Road. This is in Oregon City. Apparently it was a head-on. Life Flight is en route. So there's going to be a big traffic jam in Oregon City. You can't use 99W. That's that. It's Kennewick's Harvest of Shame. The recent rain in eastern Oregon has been the pits for Kennewick's cherry growers. One Kennewick farmer, Dave Ross, hired helicopters 5 times to fly over his 32-acre orchard near Kennewick, but he says the rains have slit more than half his cherries, and farm workers won't even pick them now. A man has admitted to delivering a package containing a tarantula to female co-workers on the same day he handed in his resignation. Mayan Hector pled guilty to delivering a rare Mexican red-kneed tarantula in a box addressed to a female colleague at the Marks and Spencer store. This is in England. At the same time, he handed the store's boss his resignation. The intended recipient, Susan Griffin, was not hurt. It was a bad idea. It was not the most dangerous spider, though. It could be fatal if someone was allergic to it, said a spokesman for the Spider Society. Okay. The Mexican red-kneed tarantula is commonly used in movies because it's scary.
Oh, it's because it's the huge... I know this. That's the kind that
it's dark and hairy.
That's the kind that... That they found on Greg's chest in that episode of the Brady Bunch where they went to Hawaii and there was the magic tiki and then Vincent Price kidnapped them and he burned his beans in the cave.
Yes,
that's exactly what that is.
The leg span measures up to 10 inches.
No, it's huge.
A dark, hairy brown body and two claws.
It looks like that bird eating spider that they have in wherever that place is.
There's some iPod slavery claims. Those people who make the iPods in China? Yes. They receive as little as $27 a month and work on 15-hour shifts making the MP3 player. Employees at the factory live in dormitories housing 100 people. Outsiders are banned. So are letters and any outside activities with relatives.
So the irony is they have effectively the same contracts as the record artists who make the songs that you buy on iTunes. So there
That's
you go.
Right,
so it's all one big... You work for 7 cents a day. You'll be happy. You make iPod, I kill whole family.
And now
that's funny. Come on.
I saved the best for last.
I know humor. Oh, by the way, our sumo wrestling has been canceled. We were supposed to have... Where was this story? China? Well, it doesn't matter. China. Whatever. It prompts the thought, in my own ugly American way, that our sumo wrestling is not going to be happening. We were supposed to be having sumo wrestlers in the studio next week. I should tell you now that is not going to happen. Apparently, the whole North American tour for the sumo guys. Because people have been asking about it. They're like, I want to come down and meet the sumo guys. We were going to do this wacky, like, how many goldfish can you put in a phone booth, college, whatever thing, where we were going to try to get 5 sumo wrestlers all in this somewhat cozy studio all at once. That time has passed. That will not be happening. Apparently, ticket sales were slow. And these were real. These were not like American Asian. These were like guys like from Japan who are going to come and do the whole sumo where they throw the salt and then they do the thing and it's not going to happen. So
it's going
to
go.
Wait, well, not anymore.
Yeah.
No, you know something. You all told canceled.
Something else that's not going to happen? Joe Lieberman is weighing in to run as an independent in the next election.
If you have a Joe-mentum building.
Joe-mentum.
If only for the merchandise.
TV tonight. A perfect murder is followed by a perfect crime. And then, from 1983, anybody remember The Day After, or am I oh?
Day After with Steve Guttenberg and Jason Robards.
Back in the days when Steve Guttenberg was in every movie made.
It's true. Do you realize that Steve Guttenberg is the most bankable actor of the 80s who was not Tom Cruise?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise, if you look in terms of it, money's invested into the film based on return. He is the second most bankable actor of the entire decade after Tom Cruise. So there you go.
That's followed by Countdown to Doomsday with Matt Lauer. And alternative programming tonight, Eat True Hollywood Story features Charles in Charge.
All right, so be sure to watch that. All right, are we done?
I believe so, yes. I'll be seeing you.
And there he's done, kids. It's Tim Riley. All right, Rick, I was in my car listening to your Pronto Pup interview. I believe there's another Pronto Pup in Seaside on the main drag next to the bumper cars. I did not realize it was such a famous place. Let's see, what else do we have here? Rick. About that mystery sound, you bastard. The mystery sound is the firing pin in a high-powered rifle that I'm going to use to blow out my goddamn brains if you don't stop with the mystery sound. That's, there you go, that's Jay. Let's see. Scotty is dead, says this email. You know the adage, women drivers, no survivors, says this email. Can I have Scotty J's headphones on Monday? How about this? About the high-pitched whining. Rick, I'm the same way, only it hits me when anything electronic is activated. It happens indoors, outdoors, wherever it's quiet enough to pick out the frequency. Sometimes it's so piercing it makes me cock my... This is what I'm saying. It's like with a garage door opener. If somebody turns on a microwave or something, you get that weird high-pitched thing. It's exactly the same noise as that cell phone. Well, let's take this call, and then we'll welcome to the Rick Emerson Show Chris Morris and Andrew Green from Nicodemus. This is Jesse. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick, I got the perfect thing for Scotty to do while he's getting thrown around the track.
Okay.
Got to eat like a bowl of spaghetti or maybe five of those Pronto dogs.
I like the way you think. That is a fantastic idea.
Either who gets terribly messy or throw up all over the place.
Well, see,
either
now,
way,
now I'm unclear about whether. Okay, now see, I don't know what kind of car. I should have kept Dennis on the phone longer. I don't know what kind of car this is. Whether he's going to have access to, like, his hands. Because Scotty was trying to give me some guff about how he wants to use his cell phone, which is not going to happen for the following two reasons. A, because I don't want to strap a guy into a car going 180 miles an hour towards a brick wall and then put him live on the air. That seems like a recipe for me
that
being back
not
on my
good
couch.
Radio.
Yeah. And it'd be good. I mean, it would be good radio up until the moment that they fired all of us.
Exactly.
The pace car generally, the lady said it was a Ford Mustang, but the pace car is just a normal run-of-the-mill car you could buy, but they soup it up.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like a race car on the inside.
It's not a Mustang like you and I would be driving, though.
Yes, it is, but the engine souped up. I mean, it may have a roll cage inside of it, but for the most part, it's the kind you can go out and buy, but it's been kind of modified for racing. Cool. It's not necessarily full-on race car.
Let me ask you this. In your opinion, going 100 and, what is it, 180 miles an hour, is that what you said?
140, I think.
140 miles an hour. If you're whipping around a track 140 miles an hour, are you able to, I mean, is that going to require both hands holding onto something inside the car?
In some of the sharp turns, yeah, but on straightaways, you could probably hear him scream over himself.
So what if we gave him something spongy and soft inside of his mouth that he had to just chew? Like, he didn't have to fork anything into his mouth. It was just the chewing and the swallowing. What if we packed him full of circus peanuts right before he went into the car?
Yeah, that
all right.
Work.
I like the way you think. All right, thank you. All right,
thanks,
that's Jesse. Let us welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Now, many of you may have seen the Bigger Than Jesus, or you may have come to our last listener party, which was at April 20th at Sabalas. We want to welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show Chris Morris, who is the musical director for Bigger Than Jesus, and Andrew Green, who is the drummer for Emerson Starship, which you saw perform at Sabalas. And they are both members of Nicodemus. And I've been waiting my whole life to use this phrase, by the way. They are members of Nicodemus who are huge in Belgium. Is that true? Have I got it right?
No.
God damn
actually.
It. Where are you huge?
We do well in England.
The middle.
We do well in.
We're huge. In my pants. What you want?
You're huge in places you'll never see.
All right. Where are you? You're huge in England?
We do really well in England. We do really well in Australia. And we do okay in Germany and a few other places of continental Europe.
So it's just nothing but Viking Norse groupies for you.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. Nordic women with high cheekbones.
She speaks Norwegian. How do you
see that? That's instant hot. Right
how now. Do you say where is the free clinic in Norwegian?
I have a
haven't gone that far
oh,
yet.
Oh, please. You're about to graduate.
No.
All right. So you guys are going to be... Now, this, describe for the people, if you will. Did I get this right here? You are a progressive goth metal band.
Yeah, that's usually the best way to describe it.
All right, and if you'd like to see this, in fact, I think when we come back, we'll have a cut from, because you guys made a video, which is fantastic.
Yes, we did, with Joni DeRosa.
Let me urge you now, I don't care who you are, I don't care what kind of music you traditionally listen to, I don't care what's in your record collection, I don't care what's not, I don't care the last record you bought, all I'm saying is if you are a man, or perhaps a woman with open-minded tastes, I encourage you to watch the video for this song. The song's called Next in Nocturne.
That's right. Yeah, Next in Nocturne.
All you need to know is that it's hot vampire lesbian chicks, and then there's some killing, and then there's some blood, and there's a knife at some point, and then there's like some more killing, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then it's all hot, and then there's like two chicks playing a piano together,
there's blood, there's bruising, there are chicks kissing.
It's there's a party.
It really is like everything you've ever wanted in a video, and it's fantastic.
Everything a rock video should be, but aren't.
Really, and it's cool. I mean, it's music that I'm kind of envious of, because like I could never like. I mean, you've heard the crap that I write. It's like one chord, one key, you know, one set of lyrics, one, you know, that's it. Yeah. But these are the big orchestral metal. Who would you compare yourselves to for people who don't know?
Actually, the best way to describe ourselves is a mix between, like, where Dream Theater and Cradle of Filth meet. We have the progressive side where the music is huge, the orchestration is huge, the musicianship is outstanding. Then at the same time, it's dark. And it's
moody.
Yeah, it's moody atmospheric. So if you're into Cradle of Filth, if you're into black, if you're into death, all that kind of stuff. Plus,
when you say you're into black and you're into death,
King Diamond, Dimmu Borgir.
Oh, I thought you meant something else.
No,
if you're
no.
a KKK member.
If you're into Ike Turner.
If you're into interracial relationships.
Moving on. So when you say Dream Theater, Creative Fest, so it's equal parts like and
yeah, we combine the melodic and then the growling as well, which
and
is
the
really,
rocking.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really popular overseas. It doesn't do too well in the United States. So.
Yeah, well, screw that, man.
Exactly. That's why tomorrow night we're playing the only show that we're doing in the United States.
Your first show here. Your only show here.
This is the only show we're playing in the United States this year.
All right.
And we're heading off to a tour of England in July. So yeah, this is the only chance that anyone who has been keeping up on me, keeping up on Andrew through Emerson Starship, through what we did with your project last year, if they want to see what we do, where we came from, what qualified us to help you out on that show,
yeah.
This is it, and it's going to be filmed. Joni DeRosa is going to have
a DVD released as well.
Early next year we're going to be releasing a DVD and a live EP. The EP is going to be recorded in Hartford, England, and the DVD will have just assorted live footage from the England tour as well as the show we're doing tomorrow night. So it'll be a four-camera crew.
And we can, and I mean, I can, look, I'm all man, but I can say this. Now, chicks dig you guys, right?
Yeah.
I would say because you have long, flowing hair and tight leather pants.
Don't forget that we're pretty.
And they're pretty.
We are evil, but terribly pretty. So yeah, we do okay.
Okay.
Hi, Terry. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hi, Rick. This is Terry from Tiger.
Right,
I have an idea for Scotty.
Yes.
Why don't you give him like a dozen packets of Peeps and have him eat Peeps so busy he's going around?
I think Kyle sort of burned out the Peeps thing. Kyle, the intern, we did that whole thing last year where he had to eat 100 Peeps in half an hour, I think, or something. And
yeah, but he wasn't racing around a track at 140 miles an hour.
No, and he was racing. No, he was racing to the toilet. That's the only place he was racing.
Yeah,
so
well,
I
pissed off and mushy, and I thought
I was thinking about this.
A good thing.
Let me ask you this. I was thinking about this. Scotty's going to be in this pace car tomorrow, 140 miles an hour. I was thinking that he drinks a gallon of milk, like five, but it's got to be warm.
Oh,
I get
man,
him a gallon, not actually
all
sour.
Over the inside of that car.
That's what I'm saying. Not actually rancid.
Yeah,
but
he'll
just
be hurling before he goes around the first bend.
Just warm enough that it's got a sort of congealed feel to
That's
it.
That's terrible.
That's yes. your sauce.
No, it is. I mean, look, it's not something for nothing, sister. It's a quid pro quo. You want a job? You want to work here?
Yeah,
sell.
Well, he can't be choking on stuff either because, you know, you don't want him choking.
Well, doesn't matter as long as there's somebody here to screen phones the next day. All right, thank you, Terry.
Okay.
All right, okay, there you go. All right.
That actually reminds me. I just bought Glengarry Glen Ross, by the way.
That's fantastic.
It's
the best. Now, I know you had not seen it, right?
I had not seen it.
You had not seen it, and then you were forced to see it.
Yes.
And it's like there's... I got to tell you, there's really only one of two roads that the Glengarry-Glen Ross path leads down, because our friend Caro's a faithful listener and one of our big, one of kind of the one of our unofficial cheerleaders out there, really spreads the word a lot. She was flying back from somewhere, and she rented it at the airport. I got this email from her just the other day. She's like, I rented Glengarry-Glen Ross at the airport, and I put it on. And, of course, she had to turn it off 20 minutes in. She got 20 minutes in, and she... No, but this is it. She goes, so I didn't like it. I had to turn it off 20 minutes in, and then I put in a documentary about the making of Rent, and that's what I watched the rest of the way.
That about tells you all you need to know.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, that kind of is the microcosm, the whole thing. But you...
Yes,
you are a convert to Glengarry-Glen Ross.
Joni made me sit down and watch that. I thought it was genius, and then not, like, 3 days later, I was out at a store and I bought it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I had to own it. I've watched it 3 times since.
No, it's the best. It really is like it's my top two. It's right up there. Let's take a break, Kristen. Let's break here. We'll come back. We are here with Andrew Green and Chris Morris from Nicodemus. They're going to be playing tomorrow at the Hawthorne Theater, along with Stone Creep, Tallboy Shotgun, somebody else.
Yeah, there's another band, Resistors.
Resistor. And are they all kind of cut from the same cloth, or?
No, various different styles of metal, but it'll all be rocking.
All right. There you go. We'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up at 3, like us, and then the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We continue next. It is the Rick Emerson Show live on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. This is the sound of the band that takes your girlfriend. Totally what this is.
Damn right.
It's you know what it is? It's the eyeliner.
Takes her where?
Thanks. Someplace uncomfortable.
Like the back of a Volkswagen?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. This. Oh, that's a little unnerving. See, here's the crafty thing about this music. We're talking to Chris Morris and Andrew Green from Nicodemus. It's okay. It's all right. I'm struggling to be heard from behind this wall of rock. The rock is too powerful. Here's the... There's really no way to talk over this. I'll just...
It's fading out, so...
All right, there we go. Here's the really crafty thing about this form of music is half of it gets the chicks, half of it gets the guys.
Yeah.
Because you've got, like, the sensitive part with the keyboard, and like I said, you've got the eyeliner and the flowing wardrobe, and it goes like, oh, he's sensitive. And then you're, like, rocking out the other, and the guy's like, yeah, but he's a badass.
Yeah, it's actually a great kind of music where you can woo a woman, you can play Dungeons and Dragons, and you can sacrifice a child to Satan all at once. It's multitasking metal.
Yeah. So this is a weird question, but I mean, what is it, if you're an American band...
Yeah.
I mean, what are European audiences like? What's the biggest difference, you know, because you always hear like, oh, we're huge in Europe. And like, I don't even know what that means.
Taste?
They actually have taste.
Ooh, what's that? A tone of a bitter envy that I hear about that? Oh, okay.
Yeah. They tend to be more loyal. They tend to be more open-minded. And bands that are novelties here, bands like, you know, Iron Maiden or bands like Dream Theater, whoever, they're worshipped.
Where they got the one song. Like an Iron Maiden, it's like how many times can you run
as a matter of fact, Iron Maiden is not even going to tour the States anymore because they're tired of doing these sort of greatest hits tours and have to be like under the thumb of Sharon Osbourne. So, they're only touring like stadiums where they can play their full new album and have it appreciated. So there's something about the European audience that just appreciates where metal's gone and is really open-minded about it.
Let me ask you this. I mean, just all things being equal. European chicks, American chicks. Where do you come down on the big question?
European chicks.
Yeah, really? Just in general?
Is it
a look thing?
Except for Joni DeRoshi.
Is it? Okay. Is it the looks, attitude? Is it the vibe? Is it, cause your like is talking about that all the time. He's like, I'm done with American women. And it's like, you guys all the time talk about how they're into like European chicks and whatever.
It's the vibe. It's the taste of music. It's the fashion, you know, red and, the corsets, the high heels, all that, which tend to be a little more common.
It's like they all look like they came off the front page of Gothic Beauty.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Fantastic. All right, so the show is happening tomorrow at the Hawthorne Theater, and it's like there's a bunch of bands playing. They're going to be filming. Joni's going to be filming a DVD.
Yeah.
Right. And that's going to be released at some point in the future.
Yeah, we actually open the show at 9 o'clock. We're going to be doing about a 45-minute set, and that part of the show will be filmed.
And this is so, right on the corner of 39th and Hawthorne, right?
39th and Hawthorne.
Is this the place that used to be Conan's?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, exactly.
Right across from the Fred Meyer.
Nicodemus, so you guys got a web. You guys got the MySpace and the whatever.
The internets. Yes.
Yes. Andrew.
www.nicodemus.us.
Okay.
And we're also on MySpace as well.
And by the way, I'd like to note that for those three people out there that want to get, yes, Nicodemus is a reference to the Secret of NIMH, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. It is named after the leader of the rats in Secret of NIMH, not the biblical character. Screw that. It's all about the cartoons.
There you go. What other reason do you need? So,
totally. All right. And then this is the only chance of anyone who's been a fan of mine through Bigger Than Jesus or Andrew, if you want to see what we do tomorrow night, 9 o'clock is the only time to do it.
And a lot of people only know you guys through either Bigger Than Jesus or Emerson Starship, or they've heard about you on the show. So this
we've been asked a lot.
Kind of what you guys do when you're not doing that.
We've been asked a lot, but we haven't done anything locally. So now this is the time that we're finally going to be doing something here in Portland.
You're
so
much better at the pimping than Andrew was. Andrew's just over there making...
I was going to say what we do is, you know, rock and look pretty, so...
Yeah, Andrew's over there making Kevin Smith references, so... all right, excellent. So it's Nicodemus.us if you want to find out more.
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. All right, Andrew Green, Chris Morris, Nicodemus. Tomorrow starts... You guys are on at 9?
Yep, we're on at 9 o'clock.
Hawthorne Theater. All right, so go rock out, kids. It's going to be a good time. Scotty J., let's talk briefly about this. Do you know what time you are getting strapped into the pace car tomorrow?
I'm going to be there at 11 o'clock, but I'm not exactly sure what time they are going to take off, so I'll be finding that out here.
So it'll be probably sometime during the first hour of the...
I imagine in between 11 and 12, because they said...
Between 11, okay, and this is the PIR zone, it's like towards like Jansen Beach, like that area, right?
Exactly.
I'm thinking of the right place. So you'll be back here, I mean... Presuming you make it.
I will hobble my way back, yes.
So you will be back here in the studio, able to share all of this with us tomorrow.
Yes, I can't wait to do that.
We'll have long discussions about that tomorrow as well. All right, so let me just read a couple of these emails that came in about... The only thing we really didn't get to today, I did not get to the top five most embarrassing songs from the 60s. What else? I didn't get to Enemy of the People. And we didn't get to this alligator conversation, which, of course, every show has this sort of wild card, the thing that we don't know is going to come up. I never really got to this. I'll just read a couple of these emails. Rick, I lived in Florida for 15 years. I clearly remember alligators swimming right off Daytona Beach in salt water. The American alligator is not supposed to be able to live in salt water. Alligators can live in any type of water. Don't believe what the man tells you about alligators. This summer will be just like Jaws, only in Portland. Alright, so there you go. So tomorrow, we should try to get the guys who saw the alligator in the Columbia River tomorrow. Note to self, when we're not busy interviewing the bustling townspeople of Otis. So, coming tomorrow, we will have Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We will have Scotty J strapped into the pace car. We will be giving away a chance to be in the pit, to be on the pit crew at the Champ Car Series, which is happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, we will, without the fail, get to the top five and all of that. So there you go. We got Like Us coming up at 3, world famous Phil Hendry show at 7. I can't even see I can't see the clock from here. How long do I have?
You have like a minute.
I've got like a minute?
Yes.
Who knows a good joke? This is why. I can never tell when I have time to start something and when I don't. Let's see. I'm trying to find. I had this fantastic email about an alligator earlier. Now it's gone. See, and these are all mystery sound emails, all of them. Let's see. Alligators survive in warm, shallow, stagnant, non-flowing water, as in swamps and marshes, as in Florida. See, this guy claims that they would die quickly. Here's another guy that claims that they don't. So tomorrow, note that this is what we're going to do. Tomorrow we're going to get the alligator guy, and we're going to find somebody from OMSI. Nice. Those bastards, I'll make them be nice to me for once. So tomorrow, let's all remember that. Not that they're bastards. You know what I'm saying. Tomorrow, we'll get somebody from OMSI on. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Lisa Goddard. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Don't forget, coming up Friday, Brian O'Halloran and Jeff Anderson, better known as Dante and Randall from Clerks 2, will be in the studio with us. Susan Reynolds, CBS Marketing. We want to thank her. We want to thank Dreamweaver from PIR. We want to thank Jason Elliott from the Pronto Pup in Otis. And we want to thank Chris Morris and Andrew Green from Nicodemus, playing tomorrow at the Hawthorne Theater. Theater, 9 p.m. Be there, kids. The Rick Emerson Show produced today by the lovely and talented Kristen Bowie, and for the vacationing Sarah Dillon. Scotty J is your intern, and in the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. As always, the Rick Emerson Show thanks you for your radio presence and your patronage. Don't let the bastards grind you down. See you in 21 hours. Like us next. World-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. See y'all tomorrow, kids. Thanks for listening. Bye.